WHCL FM, Clinton, New York. That's lovely, I have to say. Brownbird singing, speaking of an ode to Galadoro, this in a way is because Dan Levinson, whose group that is, Dan Levinson and Swing Wing, was a student of Al Galadoro. And Molly Ryan, his wife, on the vocal, just kills me. Gotta say it. On the record is at the Codfish Ball, and links to that are on my Radiola blog, so I would encourage you to buy that, just for that, even just for that one selection. Boy. And before the break, we had Joni Galadoro, Ode to Galadoro, her own composition in tribute to her father, composed perhaps even with his assistance in later 2008 and recorded late last year, and I'm glad to present that to you. And her information, as I say, is on my Radiola blog as well. Continuing, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. I'm going to pull myself together, perhaps later over some beers, on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Here's Reginald Fort. Got to play this too. Memories of You. Edwin J. McAnally again off the Rivermont CD, which I urge you to buy, of course. Spanish Shawl, a little anything to leaven the mood here. I know what you're thinking. Yes, indeed, it's I'm contemplative tonight, and I'm trying to curb that impulse. Before that, Jesse Crawford with Nat Schuchert and the Victor Orchestra. Maybe. Now, there's my philosophy. I tend to be one of those fence sitters, one of those none of the above kind of people, increasingly in my life. 1926, very nice. And I often think of the organists I used to know, like John Mazey, and when I used to go down and listen to them and play the Wurlitzer at the Proctor High School in Utica. They're all gone now, except, you know, a couple of guys are younger, but, you know, most of the guys who actually played are gone. And John's been gone almost 10 years now. Speaking of memories of you, memories of him, memories of everybody, Reginald Fort, 1931, playing some British organ. I did not note which one it was. Memories of you. And, yes, it's all about... We have to have some continuity with the past and with the future and kind of tie it all together. Keep it, you can't have the future without the past. You have to hang on to what's best about the past to go on with the future. And that's essential, I think. And this is Radio Almandy Sr., and we're going to continue now. Again, as I mentioned, my Aunt Bev, who died last Saturday night, was she remembered Guy Lombardo on the radio. So we're going to play, and then this also, appropriately enough, this refers to, she lived in close juxtaposition to the Mohawk River, so I figured this would be appropriate for this occasion. Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians, Kate Smith singing here, River, Stay Away From My Door. Don't you bother me.
Lightning flash and rain, thunder crash and
parties dreary, new and forlorn, tired and weary, why was I born?
I keep playing the white chain, rain, rain.
Hear me, oh Lord, take me away from the river.
That flows by my river.
I'm not going to say it's a boast because it isn't, but I don't know of any other show that would include Guy Lombardo and the Memphis Jug Band in the same set, although perhaps there are some that I am just too ignorant to be aware of. I don't have a cognizance of that fact. But we had the Memphis Jug Band, I'll see you in the spring when the birds begin to sing. Well, that's true. That's the answer, spring. Spring is coming, and life. We celebrate life. Life is coming back. We just have to wait for it to pop up out of the snow, but there it is. That was from 1927. And before that, the Four Musketeers, British recording, I think, maybe an American or other group, because there's, but I don't know who these people are. Take Me Away from the River, lovely, amazing recording, 1932, beginning with Guy Lombardo, and that goes out to my late Aunt Bev, who died Saturday, with Kate Smith singing, River, Stay Away from My Door, 1931. And so just wait, of course, in spring, that's when it, you know, some of the melt occurs, and that's when you have problems. So, you know, just hope it's a nice, slow melt. I'm a nice, slow radio host. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and we're going to continue here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. I feel like I'm in Deep Henderson right now, or Deep Something, but here's Deep Henderson, Coon Sanders Orchestra in 1926. Oh, yes. This is, we need a little levity, a little lightness, a little happiness. Shanghai Honeymoon, the Kansas City Stompers, 1929, here on Catharsis Ola. With me, I'm Mr. Catharsis tonight. Actually, Andy Sr. with Radiola, but either one will be answerable at this point. I'll answer to either one of them. So, before that, Thomas Morris's Seven Hot Babies, the Chinch, and I don't know what that is, but I'm glad I don't have one. I'm sure it would be painful, or perhaps you'd have trouble getting it out of your house. You'd have to set a special trap for it, and it probably wouldn't be able to, if you released it back into the wild, it would just come back into your house. So it's good that you don't have one of those. Sounds like something Dr. Seuss came up with. 1926, The Chinch. Before that, Coon Sanders, Deep Henderson, 1926. And I just got a 78 copy that was in, you know, very nice condition. Apparently that particular recording is plagued with surface noise that is almost impossible to remove by any without destroying the music. So what you got there was my best approximation of cleaning up the CD track. But there's no reason why you should have to listen to a lot of frying bacon on some of these. It's such a great record. But my 78 copy, I've been playing around with that too, so maybe later on I'll try that. And whatever. So, you know, people are going. What can you do? Last hour I mentioned Robert B. Parker. I can't believe he's off the planet. I can't believe he's gone. And despite what may seem to be an abnormal vocabulary on my part, you wouldn't think I would read stuff of a more popular nature, but I love it. I love his writing. We have all of his books, Robert B. Parker's Spencer books, and the world has lost a great writer. Writing the dialogue that he was, just, you know, such amazing dialogue, amazing local color, funny man. So we'll miss Robert B. Parker too. And so, what can you do? Here's another theater organ piece. Here's Dick Liebert playing the smaller instrument at the Radio City Music Hall in 1940. And here's Stardust.
Thank you. shadow, chasing our dreams in vain. While my heart keeps singing, just a love refrain. Chasing shadow, all is cloudy above. Hoping that I will find, baby, the one I love. Who knows, someday someone may come along, change my lonely soul, happiness. Until the dawn fades into darkness, I'll just go on, I guess. Chasing shadow, way from above. While I get that rainbow, space is rolling long.
And that was Chatterbox, and that's Duke Ellington, of course, from 1937. Chatterbox, that's a nod to my aunt, who she would get on the phone with her for like 2 hours at a time, and you know, just talk about stuff. And So, you know, you remember people as you remember them, and that's a good thing. We miss her. And before that, Georgia Washboard Stompers, Chasing Shadows, 1935. Beginning with Dick Liebert, Stardust, 1940. So, again, a rare and strange contrast between theater organ and Duke Ellington. So, there's something for everybody. And we're going to continue now in Radiola with the Rhythmaniacs, A Cottage for Sale. Let's see if I make it through this one.
A little green castle with every dream gone is lonely and silent, the shades are all drawn, and my heart is heavy as I gaze upon a cottage for sale. The lawn we were proud of is waving in hay. A beautiful garden has withered away. Where you planted roses, the weeds seem to say, a cottage for sale. From every single window, I see your face. But when I reach a window, there's empty space. The key's in the mailbox, the same as before, but no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of our story is told on the door, a cottage for sale.
You cry when we say goodbye. The clock has struck the hour. The time has come to go. Tomorrow you'll be far away. And though my heart is aching because I love you so, believe me, dear, I mean it when I say, don't you cry when we say goodbye, for you and I will meet again. Can't you see that for you and me our fate must be
Oh yeah, that was Catharsis Ola is right. This is it's Radio Ola. I'm Andy Senior. That was Violet Lorraine, a British performer. Don't you cry when we say goodbye. Well, that's true. You know, you got to cry a little bit, but don't cry too much, and cry whatever you can do. That was from 1934, and before that, A Cottage for Sale. And need I say more about that? Rhythm Maniacs, 1930. Next week, I don't know, probably be on here. Coming up is the Gray Fox with Walkabout, but this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and here is Norbay's. And this is, let's finish with this, it's nice. Upbeat, just snap your fingers at care. So, you know, if you can snap your fingers, let's do it.
Your fingers and hair, come on, don't. for that little bridge if you're there. Worry, why, that doesn't mean anything to you. And if trouble is coming your way, just you keep right on smiling and say, what will that matter 5,000 years from today?
You're listening to WHCL-FM, Clinton, New York.